Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Going downtown and spreading good cheer. Hands
way better. I don't have anything negative to say about that.
Just for you.
I'm feeling the energy. Christmas time. Speaking of downtown.
And everybody's like, ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Four-wheel driving through the snow. Fighting the cold with some hot cocoa. Grab a grandma to the mall. We go in as a man outside.
Taking Granny to the mall. Wants to go home with a story to tell.
He's got a whole new song. But his Christmas got nothing to do. And living for himself is the light of Christmas shining through.
I wonder what Ed, do you think Danny's dancing while he's listening?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Danny, are you dancing to this music? This is some good music here.
Well, it sure is fun. It's time to have fun.
Listen, I got Danny Zimmern in the house. What the Florida is happening in January and February, Danny?
Well, Mardi Gras is coming up, Michelle, and it's a wonderful, wonderful part of Northwest, living in Northwest Florida. This is our 25th year of my group running Mardi Gras, basically, and so we're excited about that. But Mardi Gras kicks off on Saturday, January the 3rd. I'm sure we'll have you there to help a part of that royal processional as we introduce the royalty, as we bless all of the fleet of floats. Hard to say that three times, isn't it?
Fleet of floats.
On Palafox and Jefferson Streets. We'll start inside Seville Quarter around 6:30, and we'll make our way out of the street as a second line processional and go float to float and bless each one. And we're really excited to kick off this season. All sorts of really, really fun things. Mardi Gras continues to grow, as you know, Michelle. We're super excited about having the opportunity to be a part of that. So it's going to be great. Saturday, January the 3rd in downtown. And, of course, that is the last big event on our historic Palafox Street as Palafox becomes reimagined starting on Monday, January the 5th. Palafox will be closed to through traffic as the entire Palafox, both sides of the street and the street itself, and is completely being reimagined. And downtown is This is a kind of a once-in-our-lifetime kind of a deal, so we're really excited about that. And the Mardi Gras community is going to really help and try to help to get people to come downtown. We want to make sure those businesses stay strong and maybe even get stronger during this reimagined project. So we're going to have second-line processionals, Mardi Gras all the way on Tuesday during the Mardi Gras season. So that starts Tuesday, the 6th of January. And every Tuesday, all the way through, there's six of them in a row. And then after that last one on the 10th, so that we'll do it in four of them in January and two in February. And then January the 10th will be the last second line during the season. And then on the 12th in the Pensacola Bay Center will be the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo.
Let's go.
People from all over the South. It's going to be fun. We have DJ Jazzy Jeff, of course, from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming.
Let's
and we have the Yin Yang Twins.
Yin Yang and the Stang. Sorry,
be
I'm singing. I'm singing the songs as you're telling us.
Well, and then Waka Flocka. Now, I know you're going to enjoy that. So that's the Thursday the 12th. Yes.
Danny, I'm not counting to two this morning.
Yeah. Michelle,
I'm sorry. I've been yodeling. I don't know. Somebody brought me coffee, Danny. I'm sorry. But my favorite part of Mardi Gras is that concert you throw, and you were just getting into it with DJ Jazzy Jeff and all that. So tell me more about that. I'm sorry. I just started singing Yin Yang and the Thang.
Yeah,
I did it again. I'm sorry.
And it's February the 12th. You know, Michelle, I can't imagine how excited you are to be up this early.
I mean, I get up at 5 every morning, so let's go. I be texting with Jim Reeves in the morning. Jim Reeves and I, we got this thing.
Way too early. Walking.
He is walking.
Yeah.
So
that's okay. No, it's Thursday, February the 12th. Pensacola Bay Center. DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Yin Yang Twins, and Waka Flocka, along with Tim Jackson's big dance band, the Rhythm Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, big Mardi Gras party. We're going to bring royalty on stage. We're going to introduce the crews to the community. We have a few surprises. And so that event's going to be great. And that's going to kick off the big Mardi Gras weekend when the next night is the Friday night Crew of Lafitte parade. It starts at 7:30 downtown. And then the next day, the granddaddy of them all. The grand Mardi Gras parade.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Also,
speaking of Big Papa, we got traffic on the 5. Danny, don't go anywhere.
That's right. Brought to you by ECU and Polk.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
ECUA Bulkway Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Breathe. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see here. Still rolling accident free right now. Not seeing anything that's going to delay.
Except in the studio.
Well, you know, but I keep it contained here, so that's the best part. It's not going to hurt your commute in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
And we are back to Danny Zimmer.
No, Luke chapter 1 records the account of the angel Gabriel appearing to young Mary. Gabriel explains to Mary that she will conceive and bring forth a son. Remember, Mary is a virgin, so this is startling news to her. So Mary asks the angel a question. She says, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Mary raises the question of biological impossibility. She's asking Gabriel, "How is this biologically even possible, considering I know not a man?" Gabriel explains to Mary, "That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." And while at the moment that seemed biologically impossible to Mary, Gabriel further explains that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of Christmas is a reminder that the things which seem impossible to man are possible with God. On behalf of Strength for Life, I'm James Johnson. Merry Christmas.
So a few years ago, my wife and I were looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also, you know, actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months. No big deal. But they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked. It was the trim level we wanted. And it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it. And we test drove it and we're getting ready to leave. And they're like, "Well, do you want to look at a price?" And I said, "Well, not wanting to be rude. Okay." And they showed me the price, and I thought, "Well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Can you give us a day to think about it?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Can you come down a little bit more the next day?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, can we buy it?" And they said, "Yes." And that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort.
What?
Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah! Go, 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 Hanukkah! Go, Hanukkah! Tidings of Hanukkah! 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 Lights, lights, mini lights, mini lights, more lights. Give me the light. Give me the light. You got Danny Zimmern on, former chair of the Temple Beth El over here. I believe that's what it's called. I mean, you can't say happy Hanukkah. Hey, Danny, listen, he's playing Christmas music to introduce you. I say, don't you know he's
that's
a Jew?
Okay.
Well, I have no choice in the matter.
What do you mean I have no choice?
Andrew has an approved list for me.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah. We'll just make our own music.
Is there
Danny,
any
I got you.
Hanukkah music on the approved list?
Oh.
You have to talk to Andrew about that one.
I like it. Get him, Danny. Go, Danny, go. Count to two, Danny. Count to two. Okay.
We'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, get it, Danny Zimmern. Okay, so we're not talking about Hanukkah right now, but I did bring it up. We had a cool little celebration downtown a couple days ago with a different temple. But so back to you. We have Mardi Gras coming up, and we were talking about the biggest concert of the year. I mean, you have people from every crew come out. I mean, it is a real party. That event is just so much fun. I mean, there are cameras there, so I have to behave, but my version of behaving, so I heard you laugh. Obviously, you know, well, everybody knows you know me, but so tell me more about, like, why do we do this concert? What is Mardi Gras all about for Pensacola? I mean, if you're from Pensacola, you kind of know, but maybe you don't know that you should be at this event at the Bay Center. So tell us more about that, if you don't mind, Danny.
Sure. So this is our 25th year of running Mardi Gras, and we figured out that the best party of the entire year was the parade lineup day on Saturday, Grand Mardi Gras Parade, where, you know, this past year we had 230 entries. We have a little line on the application, how many people are parading with you, and Michelle, they could lie for sure, but we added them up anyway, and it was over 6,300 people that were in the parade last year. But as the parade grew, that party at parade lineup was really became the most fun. All the crews together in one place, and having a big time. And there are so many of them. And so the Escambia County Tourist Development Council and the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners was insightful enough to give us a marketing grant so that we could promote Mardi Gras around the region in Pensacola and bring people here, put heads in beds and show people a great time. And the Pensacola folks know how to do that. And we thought we would try to sort of recreate the parade lineup area for people that aren't in crews, you know, to come and enjoy. And so we kind of the music of all of that and the energy of all of that, and we bring it all together in the Pensacola Bay Center with beverages and food and all sorts and second lines through the building, and we turn that building into a safe place but a really fun place to put Mardi Gras through with all the crews. And so we highlight the crews, the music is folks from that era, that grant helps us with that, we promote that around, and it's interesting because, you know, music rebounds, right? So some of the older stuff is really, really popular with the younger folks, as you know. And of course, when we hear songs that we all grew up with, we get to the groove. And so we want to replace that energy inside the building. And that's going to be Thursday night, February the 12th in the Pensacola Bay Center with DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I think Roy Jones may come. So that'll be fun. We'll see. They kind of know each other apparently. So that'll be fun. We'll have some fun on stage with that. And then the Ying Yang Twins, they have tons of hits. It's fantastic. And then, of course, Waka Flocka Flame, which, man, what a party it's going to be. And we have some surprises for the crews that are coming. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, so go get those. You could buy – there may or may not be any tables left at this point, but you could buy a table and you could buy a VIP pit pass. The floor is going to be a real party. In the bowl, people will have reserved seats, but They'll be able to get up and walk around, and we're going to second line through the building. It's going to be a great, great night, and I hope the Salzmans are there.
I mean, hello. How could the Salzmans miss that? Right now, we're going to go to John with traffic on the fives. We'll be right back, Danny.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
He said it's flowing smoothly. Danny, what a cool
think we
party.
Can get John on stage. Can we get John on stage with Waka Flocka?
I think we can do it. Listen.
Sure.
He said sure.
Yeah, why not?
You should see his eyeballs right now. There's a little look of concern, but I can kidnap him. I know a few Marines.
Yeah, I know you do.
Go Army, beat Navy.
If people get around you and me, they get a little nervous. Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I would say you have no idea, but you literally have all the ideas. I love your event in the Civic Center, the first time, or the Bay Center. Sorry, I'm old. The first event that you had, you explained to me your vision, and you said, like you just did, you did a good job of explaining it. And I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. And then you go there. The energy is so amazing. It's such a great time. There's people from all walks of life, all over the, just from everywhere, different styles, different genre, different, I mean, and you just come together to celebrate, you're just celebrating. I can't even articulate. Well, it's just so fun.
Well, it goes a little deeper than that, because what you just described is what Mardi Gras is. See, people have a group of friends or acquaintances that have an interest, is set the same interest, whatever that is, whether it's just being friends or whether it's working for a nonprofit or helping a nonprofit during the year, or maybe it's a lifestyle of any sort. But people get together with others who have their same interests and form this crew, they call themselves, and they get to look a certain way and do a certain things through the year and all that. And then under the umbrella of Mardi Gras, all those groups come together.
Yes.
And so all those groups get to enjoy the people that they want to hang out with doing what we all call Mardi Gras. So that really is the definition of what Mardi Gras is. You know, I like to say, you know, on July the 4th, everybody's kind of red, white, blue, you know. But in Mardi Gras, you get to be whoever it is you want to be.
Yeah.
There probably are people who like to do whatever it is you like to do. And, you know, whatever. And if somebody doesn't do it,
count to two, Danny.
If you want to do it, go form another crew, you know.
No, you're right. And that's what we do. We do that. You see it all the time. A crew turns into two crews, turns into four crews. I mean, they just kind of, what's the word? Not merge, or what is that word when you duplicate something?
Yeah,
multiply.
Yeah. Danny, I just learned in math
really
today.
Okay, when we started doing this, when we got caught in the trap, basically 25 years ago, there were 18 crews.
There we go.
Now there's 110.
That's exactly it. I mean, and I see it. I've been a member of like probably a dozen crews. I formed a couple of crews. I mean, I love the sense of community that you get from Mardi Gras. You know, whatever crew you're in, it doesn't matter, because you're there to perform and to just show the community a great time as you're going through down the parade line and you're throwing the throws, or you're just giving a wave or a handshake or a selfie in the crowd. I mean, it's just about the community and coming together and celebrating one another. I love Mardi Gras and just that whole celebration. There aren't many things you get to celebrate, Danny. You get weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. There's a few holidays, like you said, 4th of July. So Mardi Gras is just another opportunity to come together and just really show the community that we are, you know, that we're together, we're one. And you've used Mardi Gras many times to bring the community together during different events throughout the year. And you know, this event at the Bay Center is just another example of how you bring people together. I think you're the biggest conduit, or one of the biggest conduits in Pensacola. And I don't know if people know that or not. I might have just gave your secret away, Danny. I'm really sorry, but just so the community knows, you were mine first. You're mine first, so they have to get through me if they want you or Tanya, which I'm cool with.
You never forget your first.
That's right, and I am number one. Don't forget it.
That would be Florida District 1, right?
All day, every day. Well, Danny, any last words as we get ready to go to the break?
Yes, Mardi Gras. I'll be there tomorrow and Friday hosting in Andrew's stead, you know, so that'll be fun. But yes, Mardi Gras, go to PensacolaMardiGras.com and learn all you can about Pensacola's Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Danny. We appreciate you. We'll be back after these messages.
Gianna Gelosi, another Epstein file dropped from the Justice Department.
More than 11,000 files are in the latest batch, which include photos, court records, FBI and Justice Department documents, videos, emails, and more. The latest release follows the first group made public on Friday that contained thousands of photos and Saturday's release that held grand jury transcripts.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The military striking another alleged drug boat in the Eastern Pacific.
This is now the 29th strike against an alleged drug boat. U.S. Southern Command says one man was killed. The death toll now topping 100 as the administration doubles down on Operation Southern Spear.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. The strike comes as the Coast Guard continues to hunt down a sanctioned oil tanker. It says is flying a false flag, and the president announced a new Trump class of warships. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy right now. We've got 56 degrees here in Pensacola. We'll get to our full forecast with Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A 14-year-old accused of killing 14-year-old Danica Troy will remain in custody pending trial. Judge Matt Gordon ordering Kamari Blevins to be detained after the state presented evidence during a pretrial hearing. Blevins and 16-year-old Gabrielle Williams are both indicted for first-degree premeditated murder. Authorities say they lured Troy into a wooded area in Pace November 30th, shot her multiple times, then set her body on fire. Judge Gordon said the nature of the crime showed a disregard for community safety. Blevins is scheduled back in court on January 8th for his arraignment. A motorcyclist was injured in a crash in Pensacola Monday evening on Airport Boulevard. That motorcyclist was taken to Sacred Heart as a trauma alert. Police say the injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. That crash occurred between 9th Avenue and College Boulevard. Catholic Church officials asking Governor DeSantis to pause immigration enforcement activities during the holidays. The bishops of the Catholic Church in Florida making that request yesterday. They say they're worried that people who are here legally could get caught up in deportation efforts. A Senate Republican filing a proposal dubbed the Artificial Intelligence Bill of Rights yesterday. Senator Tom Leake's bill includes steps to keep harmful content from minors and establishes rights for parents to control interactions with artificial intelligence. The measure says people have a right to know if they're communicating with a human or with an AI system. It would also require disclosure when political advertisements use AI and prohibits Florida's government agencies from contracting with AI firms tied to foreign countries like China or Russia. Well, a man could be facing charges after a bizarre incident in Bay County. Panama City police say a naked man ran into a Hobby Lobby last night, started bothering people, allegedly grabbed a woman before he was tased, carried out on a stretcher, and taken to the hospital. And nobody was hurt. One man tells the News 13 that next time he'll get his gifts from Walmart. Sarasota man accused of plotting a racist act of violence. The U.S. Justice Department yesterday announced the indictment of Lucas Temple. The 20-year-old is charged for violating gun laws and receiving child sexual abuse material. Investigators say they also found evidence that he was planning a racially motivated act of violence, including pipe bombs, firearms, and a pressure cooker. And they say they found instructions on how to manufacture explosives, as well as a written plan as to that man's intentions. Well, President Trump outlining an ambitious plan to expand the U.S. Navy. During remarks yesterday, the president announcing plans for a new Trump class of battleships with the goal of eventually building about 25 of them.
We envision that these two ships, we're talking about 10, but we're going to start with two, and we're going to quickly morph into 10. And ultimately, we think it's going to be anywhere from 20 to 25.
And the president says the rollout will begin with those two ships there, followed by eight more as the program ramps up. But he was joined by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and the Secretary of the Navy yesterday at Mar-a-Lago for that announcement. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens for our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Did I scare you, Michelle? Wait.
But I got Chip Simmons here, so I'm not scared of anybody. I'll just hide behind him.
Okay. All right. Well, you just look. You had that weird look on your face.
I did. I didn't know you were going live, and I was talking, and things come out of my mouth. It's the diarrhea thing I told you about earlier.
I know. All right. Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98. 29, all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Channel 3.
We are going to be looking at plenty of sunshine today with a high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. Starting tonight, going into your Wednesday morning, we are expecting some dense fog to move in. Fog could linger into those late morning hours. High Wednesday afternoon near 70 degrees, and by Wednesday night, fog rolls back in, low near 56. Going into your Christmas morning, we are expecting those dense foggy conditions to last through the morning hours with a high near 70 degrees by Christmas afternoon. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got 56 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump said the U.S. will keep crude oil and tankers seized near Venezuela. Trump ordered a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela last week. The U.S. has seized one tanker, intercepted a second, and is pursuing a third. New car sales in Europe rose year over year in November for a fifth consecutive month, helping by an increase in EV registrations in markets including Germany, Italy, and Spain. New data also shows battery electric registrations reached a market share of 21% in the European Union, 26% in the United Kingdom, and 98% in Norway. Space stocks have soared, building on last week's gains as a wave of positive developments boosted optimism for the sector. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order aiming at building U.S. space dominance and a permanent base on the moon. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 227, the NASDAQ up 121, the S&P 500 up 43. That's your money now.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one-bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
That's because it's real. Just like I'm really a Santa Claus.
Hi, this is David Wayne, morning news anchor here on News Radio 92.3. And for me and my family, to you and yours, I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's time to give peace a chance. And today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're caught in a trap.
Hey.
I can't walk out.
I don't have to ask the question. Andrew McKay because is an Elvis fan. Elvis or Beatles? Baby. He is an Elvis. Or is it you?
It's me, but it fits perfectly.
Elvis or Beatles?
It's both of us.
Are you Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
See, I can see it. 100%. It's in all Elvis songs. Where's my Beatles music? Where? Chip? Chip.
We're on the air.
Get him.
Yeah.
Get him, Chip. Get John. Arrest this man.
Hey, I get to go home. Bye, Michelle.
It's not home you're going to there, feller. It's going to be the back of that squad car.
I think thought there is we have suspicious minds.
Guys, we have Chip Simms, Whitney Lucas. Wow, my mouth is not working. It's the diarrhea.
That would be a first.
Say diarrhea.
Diarrhea of the mouth. Diarrhea. Sorry. Okay. Let's rein in.
I changed my mind.
Chip's gone. He's out. Tapping out. Okay, we have Ronnie Rivera and Whitney Lucas here with Chip Simmons, and they are going to give us an update on all things Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I told him he can talk about anything he wants to talk about, which I think that's always the case, but I just announced it as if I gave him permission to do something. Maybe that empowered me to be like, I don't know, the boss of you for 2 seconds. two whole seconds. And now
Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Yeah.
I got 2 seconds of being in charge. It's back to Chip now. Seriously, an incredible friend. What's going on in the world of Escambia County right now? Besides Shop with the Cop and Coco with the Cop and Blazer Academy and all the things that you do, what you got?
Well, those are certainly great things that we're proud to be able to do in our community. I did get in what we call an unusual or an overnight comment, an email that said we had a home invasion. Where a suspect named Andrew McGuire came into a house, and I'm assuming he knows who this person is, somehow. And he beat up one of the residents in that house, and he took a dog with him and left. Fortunately for them, our units were circulating the area pretty quickly, and we were able to find him and return the dog and arrest this suspect, Andrew McGuire, for the home invasion. So you can't be doing that kind of stuff.
So I'm just curious, do you think the homeowner believes in the Second Amendment? Because if somebody invaded my home, they wouldn't be able to leave.
You know, I don't know what
you're giving cookies
in.
And stuff, aren't you? Yeah. You've got cookies and milk.
It's a cookie. It's a cookie. it's a really good cookie. It's a yummy cookie. You should eat it all up. So tell me, Chip.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that an individual came into a house, beat somebody up, took their dog in, and took off. And
I mean, took that.
Catching him,
could you imagine could you imagine somebody coming in your house and taking your animal? Like, what is that? Like, what kind of person does that? Matter of fact, my dog wouldn't be having that either. My dog's 100 pounds. He ain't messing around.
I'm assuming it's a smaller dog.
He's much smaller. He's very not aggressive. He would not hurt you at all. You should break in and see.
Well, you know, when you hear the word home invasion, you typically visualize people you don't know.
Right.
You know, they break kicking in your door. In this case, again, they knew the suspect, so we kind of knew who we were looking for. So there's usually more to the story, but the bottom line is you can't do what they did.
So tell me a little bit about this. On a serious note, home invasion is when someone comes into your home and they're not welcome in there, right? I mean, is that
uninvited?
Yes,
right.
Okay.
And they make entry into your
uninvited
into your
make
home
entry
to commit a crime.
To commit. Okay, so it has to be to commit a crime, and if you know that person. Like, this is a hypothetical. If I left my cell phone at my boyfriend's house, we break up, and he ain't giving me my phone back. I go into that house and steal my phone back.
Or it depends on if you. There could be a burglary.
Okay.
If there's no one there, they can break into the house, steal their phone back. That could be a burglary.
That's still a burglary.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
or
so
if you're there and then they assault you or batter you somehow, then that can be home invasion, yes.
Okay. I'm just, I don't understand any of this because, well, I put my seatbelt on because I don't want to be arrested. I can't imagine actually trying to break into someone. That's crazy to me. But I do wonder, because you do have these situations, it's a lot of domestic issues, ex-boyfriends, mm-hmm. wives, kids, whatever, and they just want to get into whatever it is, they feel they're entitled to go in or to do whatever.
Because it's their property.
Exactly.
And they think you have it, and they want their clothes back, or they want the phone back, as you mentioned.
And you can't
do
that.
Or sometimes they just want to talk, and the former partner doesn't want to talk anymore. Don't talk to me, don't call me, don't do anything. And then they show up at their house, and they think that they are entitled to still come in.
Yeah.
They are not.
Yeah. I would assume that you've got a lot of calls like that, and you spend more time dealing with issues like that.
We do. Unfortunately, that's why we try to highlight a lot of the domestic violence issues we have, whether it's dating violence or violence associated with a family member, a sibling, a spouse, certainly, or even a child. You know, we have to make sure that people understand this is not okay.
Yeah.
And it is a crime.
I mean, it's just a sad situation. Anytime you have domestic issues. It's always messy and sad. That's why I would never be a family law. You know, those the divorces, and I mean, that's, it's crazy. What's going on in, you know, I understand that during this time, you know, a lot of people have stuff in their cars, whether they lock it or they don't lock it, and they leave, and, you know, they get mad when their stuff is stolen out of their car, or what's going on? You had that case with that man, was it on the west, was it the west side? I don't even know. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, where stuff was taken from a convenience store parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is there's thieves out there,
in
this world. Regardless of what we like to think, there are people that are taking advantage of opportunities, and that this person, if the people haven't, the listeners haven't seen the video, the man pulls in and parks for a second. He opens up his car door, goes inside the store, and I guess he leaves his car unlocked, and you can tell this thief overlooked inside the car, the truck, and then I guess saw something that she wanted, or he or she wanted. Opened the door and then took it for themselves.
Just took it.
And obviously it's made a lot of rounds.
Well, he did a video, didn't he? I saw the video on social media. I don't know this man, but it popped up on my newsfeed. Well, I mean, I'd be upset too, but you know who I'd be upset with the most? Myself. I'd be looking in the mirror going, why did I leave cash and an iPad in my truck unlocked for somebody to steal? And then I'm going to act like a victim. Now, he is a victim, but bro, that's like taking the front door off of your door and going to bed.
Well, we do encourage people to lock their door, obviously,
yes,
to understand their surroundings. But, you know, you still shouldn't be a thief.
No.
And just because you left your door unlocked doesn't entitle someone else to take your stuff.
Oh, no.
It's not your fault.
But it's an opportunity.
Right? It is certainly an opportunity, and that's why we keep telling people to be aware. Whether you're leaving the grocery store, you're leaving a department store with Christmas gifts, you know, be aware that there might be people coming trying to take your purse or your keys or your wallet, whatever you might have out. And certainly don't just leave them in your car where people can see what's...
I hate that he went through that. I mean, I can't imagine having something... Oh, I can. I've had stuff stolen from me before. But it's just a sad thing. Whether he locked it or not, he still had something bad happen to him. And, I mean, that's awful. But what are some things that you tell people whenever... Oh, you want to do traffic on the 5?
Well,
there are no wrecks except for the one here, sir. John.
Okay, well, you just did my traffic report for
John,
me. Thank you. No accidents, no delays. We are good to go.
Thank you. All right, back to Chip. So what are some, Sheriff Simmons, what are some tips that you guys share with the community when you're out and about for the holidays? Are there any safety tips? What's the number one issue that you see that could potentially be prevented, like lock your cars, hide your valuables? In general, what are some things you'd like to share?
Well, I think that's it. And we've said this so many times, not just during Christmas, when there was I think the sheriff's office had a lock your doors, keep it yours type thing. We had a 9 p.m. routine where it would, I think they would let people know that, hey, go and check your car doors, make sure that you haven't forgotten to lock your car doors. And really it's just being aware of your vulnerabilities, whether it is your car, you're vulnerable there, your house, as you mentioned before. Do you have a package delivered to your front porch in an area?
Oh,
where,
yeah, porch pirates.
Right there in the front. Is it something very expensive? You got TV you can be delivered or gold jewelry of some sort? Then you might want to make arrangements to get people to pick that up. And again, if you just understand, and it's kind of weird to say it, but put yourself in the mind of a bad guy, of a criminal.
Right.
You know, what would they look for if they were targeting someone like me, going to the grocery store, going to a department store, getting something for Christmas? When you have all your gifts around your Christmas tree, is it something where you leave the house for a while and don't lock your doors? It's just awareness, and it's first both for personal safety but as well as for property safety as well.
Yeah, I think those are good tips. And you guys have done a lot for neighborhood safety cleanup, community stuff. You've got Ronnie is here, and he runs the community stuff. And, I mean, y'all just got a Civicon Award, a Center for Civic Engagement Award, for that program where you're just teaching people how to be better citizens, to include, you know, making sure that you understand the basics, you know, lock your doors, does your porch light work, those type things. So you guys are really good about getting out in the community and educating just average everyday citizens for that.
Well, you know, you're only as good as your people, right?
Yeah.
So, and when we talk about the people, I've got with me Whitney Lucas,
one of my favorite
chief of staff.
Yes, she is. She is an incredible human being. She keeps it going, doesn't she?
Well, she's not. She don't have the microphone yet, so she can't respond.
I was gonna say, I don't have to say anything. Y'all keep going.
We love you.
And then we have Ronnie Rivera, who's a community specialist. And,
yeah.
And yes, he received. Ronnie could probably speak to it, because he was the recipient of this year's CivicCon award for some of the fine work that he's been doing. And again, it takes a village, you know, and it certainly takes a group of people that are like-minded and are committed to the community. And I don't think I've ever been around a group of people that's more committed to making Escambia County better than it's ever been. I know we're committed to enforcement engagement like we've never seen here in Escambia County, and we continue to push that. But again, you can't do that unless you have the people that are willing to put that time and effort and expertise in what they do. So I'll turn it over to either my chief of staff or my community service special. I'll move this over to you.
Thanks, Sheriff Simmons. Real quick, I'll just kind of highlight a little bit about what we do in neighborhood services down there. When Sheriff Simmons came to office, he came to office with really one thing in mind, and that was enforcement and engagement. And how do we look at that engagement piece, right? How do we make sure that we're getting out into the community and making sure that these neighborhoods get what they need? And so it's really, I picked up the award, but the award was about really thousands of people that are involved in this project, from streetlights to sidewalks. Sheriff Simmons has given us kind of a landing pad here to make sure those things go on in those neighborhoods. But county staff was directly involved. In fact, I run a working group with about probably 30, 40 of these guys that work with the county and state agencies. And I told them, I was like, hey, you guys come out and pick up that award. I'm going to be there that night. I'm going to be the one collecting it. But it's really more about you guys and the men and women that serve at the sheriff's office. So it's an incredible process, and I'm very, very thankful to have gotten that award. But it was not about me.
No, well, it's interesting because, you know, we've all been friends for a long time. Yeah. And I know you guys as you guys, and you know me as me. And then all of a sudden you're sheriff, I'm state rep, but we're still the same people. And years later, you're still the same people.
Yeah.
You have carried your friends with you on this journey, Chip, and you have created a space that is just, I mean, you could literally do anything. And, you know, you had your foundation Christmas event recently, and you articulated it a lot better than I can. But you have a group of people that stand beside you that just really carry water. And it's not even a part of their job. They clock out from their job at the sheriff's office, and then they go do this. And you can't find that in money. That is something you get from true love, camaraderie, friendship, and just real trust in one another. And you have that unit. And it's almost like its own little, you know, you've got your deputized people, but then you also have this unit of others, not necessarily deputized, but y'all would run through anything together, and you can see that in all that you do, and that's why all of these programs are so successful. Didn't you win like state awards, national awards, like what y'all are doing?
But again, obviously, no one does it for the awards.
But that recognition says you're doing it. Yes,
of the effort and the passion and the heart, and I think that's very indicative of what we have going
exactly
here throughout Escambia County, and certainly at the sheriff's office. You talked about some of the things that we're doing on the engagement side. And I always want to make sure that we understand that there are men and women out there that are wearing this green uniform that answer those 911 calls.
Yeah.
We did a thing about a homicide arrest that we made, and our investigators did a jam up job of finding videos and backtracking, doing different things. So we ultimately were able to make an arrest. And as we sleep, I want to just make mention that on Christmas Eve and on Christmas morning, when you're opening those presents, there are men and women that are out there that are responding to calls for service. And sometimes those are calls that put them in harm's way.
Right.
And they continue to do it day in and day out. And we have, 20 recruits that are just dying to have a career in law enforcement. And they want to serve right here in Escambia County because they're proud to be a part of the sheriff's office. They're proud of what we've got going on, the momentum that we have, and the bright future that we have here. And I just want to say that how much I appreciate them being out there 24 hours a day, just being brave.
Yeah, they are. Well, you are an incredible leader, and I'm grateful that you're here with us this morning. We've got traffic on the 5 coming up. Any final words before you head out and fight crime and save the day?
I do want to kind of give Whitney Lucas a second.
Yes.
She's also the president of our foundation. If we got just like 30
you
seconds
absolutely.
Or a minute,
wait, first of all, she can have all the time she wants. I'm the boss.
No, don't tell me that. We have a meeting we have to get to.
You know her.
I do. I love her.
No, I'll just speak momentarily about the foundation. We are doing a push right now to fund our Sheriff's Blazer Academy for the upcoming year. And so we have got a special. Anyone who goes on our website, escambiacsf.org, and donates specifically towards the Blazer Academy, they are going to get a personally signed thank you note by Sheriff Simmons. I know that's what everybody wants, right?
I have. I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
There we go. Perfect.
I mean, I can't think of a better Christmas present, right? That hard to shop for person that you're looking for and you want something really unique, a personalized certificate and thank you note directly from the sheriff, personally signed. I mean, is there really a better gift for Christmas?
I mean, I didn't get one, so I'm going to have to go on there and give.
There you go. So it does cost us about $1,000 per student to be able to fund the Blazer Academy because, again, this is clothing, it's food, it's an appreciation gift when they're done, something that they'll remember the program by. And so, again, it's costly, but it is absolutely worth it. As the sheriff mentioned, it's won numerous awards. It is certainly recognized throughout the state, but also nationally.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
The sheriff and I will be venturing to Washington, D.C. at the end of January because they've invited us to come and talk about policing in this modern era and what do our engagement initiatives look like? How do you start a successful foundation? The crazy thing that most people want to ask us about is how do you get people fired up to start a foundation that's not only successful, but has no paid staff? We have no paid staff at the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. Everybody is 100% volunteer. And really the only way to do that is to have a coach, is to have a head coach. And while he is our sheriff, Chip Simmons is also our head coach. You talked about getting a team together, and that's exactly what we are. He is able to get us fired up every single day yes. to go out there in the community, not just in our professional lives, but also in our personal lives, and really just make this a better place. And we certainly wouldn't be able to do that without our head coach.
He's a good friend. He is. When you become a friend of Chip's, it's a real thing. It's not a punchline, and that shows in the people that surround him for ever. I mean, he collects friends. Like he goes anywhere. We do the events out in the community, and we call it walking the line. And he just goes, and everybody wants to see him. And I mean, he's just such a good guy.
And they know him. They know him.
He
is from here.
I'm right here. No, you're not.
I'm right here.
Nobody's talking to you, Chip.
Usually, we don't say these niceties in front of him.
So. Right. We have to do it when he's not here.
This show.
But I do.
I'll get you a copy.
Before we go, I do want to make sure that I highlight the most important part of what you just mentioned, Whitney. This is all private donors. Like these initiatives that you're doing are all private donors. This isn't Chip saying I'm going to use county dollars to do a Blazer hat. No, he recognizes that this is a community need. The community should lead it with the support of the sheriff and the deputies. And that is what the Sheriff's Foundation is. So if you don't know about the Sheriff's Foundation, you are missing out. They do all the work. And I know I've missed traffic on the 5 and all this. John, this is the train wreck we were talking about.
People running amok out there in the town.
I mean, what are we going to do?
They don't know where the crashes are.
We don't know where the crashes are. But thank you, Whitney. An incredible human being. I'm glad Chip made you speak because a minute ago you said no. Ronnie, very eloquently spoken about the community initiatives, but you really are the love that goes behind that, and you see that every day. And your wife, rock star library person, Crystal, and he's giving.
I've got to do.
Give
this.
Me the finger this if you a- want. John's giving me the finger. John's giving me the finger.
Bye, guys. Y'all can find it out.
Bye.
Before you hire any personal injury or insurance attorney based on an advertisement, ask some questions. Will you be the attorney personally handling my case? Do you have the resources and experience to take my case to trial if necessary? At Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes in Pensacola, Florida, we want you to know whether you're considering us or anyone else, you need to cut through endless attorney ads with critical questions. Our website is free and does not even require any contact information to learn the questions you should ask any attorney before you hire. TWWLawFirm.com.
Contact Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes today at 850-438-4899, 850-438-4899, or check them out online at twwlawfirm.com. That's twwlawfirm.com for Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes, attorney counselors at law.